This is John E. Marsh speaking at 2174 South 300 East, Salt Lake City, Utah, apartment 15. This is April the 12th, 1986.
Dr. Reich had the idea that something was causing cancer. Something. And he felt that it was some type of bacteria, fungi, or virus. Now, even though he knew it was that, he said he had to find it. He had to see it. He wants to see what causes these problems. Because if you don't know what causes your problem, then you can't correct it. But if you know the cause of your problem, then you can find some kind of a pill or some kind of energy to stop it. All right. So back to them. He worked with a lot of doctors, and I have it all in that bunch of packages over there that you're supposed to have copies of. But anyway, I put them aside anyway. He thought that there was a bacteria, fungi, or virus. So he had Dr. Zeiss of the Zeiss Heidelberg, Germany. He and Zeiss built this big microscope, which is a manually operated thing. And he, under 40 hours, he'd sit under that microscope for 40 hours, wouldn't eat, sleep, or nothing. Now that's dedication. And so he found that all of the bacteria, fungi, or virus, which is detrimental to mankind, such as glaucoma, athlete's feet, all these sort of things. These bugs all had length, width, and height. They weighed certain things. And I have a copy of that right in that envelope over there that you're supposed to make a copy of. Anyway, he found that every bug that was detrimental to mankind, including all these diseases, had a certain length, width, and height, and weight. And they all had certain chemicals with each bug and made them a living organism that lived within the tissue of the human body. And you're dealing with that daily in your daily life because the people that you're seeing are dying or half dead on the same reason, for the same reasons that this could be. Truthfully. And it's not lies, nothing else but the truth. But anyway, he found out they also had a different color. They give off an emanation of a color. And then he found out that certain bugs had certain colors. One was lavender, one was purple, one was green, one was lavender, yellow. And he found out that the cancer virus was like turquoise in color. So consequently, every time he looked at a spot of blood in somebody's body and it had a little entity in there that was turquoise, he knew it was cancer. Because there was no other bug that had the same color.